Harold Nicholson, the highest-ranking CIA employee ever indicted for spying, pleaded not guilty today. Nicholson is accused of accepting at least $180,000 from the Russians in exchange for the names of CIA agents and other information. His trial has been scheduled for next March. Until then, a gag order requested by Nicholson's lawyer will be in effect. Paul Miller has a report.
If the Aldrich Ames spy case had never happened, the government might have been more secretive about Nicholson. That, at least, is the contention of Nicholson's lawyers. They say the government, embarrassed by its handling of the Ames case and the possibility of a second security breach in 2 years, did a lot of public spin doctoring that amounted to prejudicial publicity. Ames is the CIA's worst turncoat. He was sentenced in 1994 to life in prison for 9 years of spying for the Russians. After Nicholson's arrest 11 days ago, government officials, including FBI Director Louis Freeh and CIA Chief John Deutsch, spent a lot of time talking about lessons learned from the Ames case and applied in Nicholson's. Nicholson's lawyers objected to comments like this one from Deutsch last week.
We have no information that any CIA or FBI assets were killed as a result of Nicholson's spying. We are not yet in a position to determine how many operations he may have compromised.
That sort of statement, and news reports detailing how the FBI had tracked Nicholson over a period of months, amounted to what the lawyers called a shocking deluge of prejudicial comment, speculation, and innuendo. Federal Judge James Kacharis issued a gag order against further public comment by lawyers on both sides and by CIA and Justice Department officials. The judge said he would decide if Nicholson would be allowed to give jailhouse interviews about his life, but not about details of the case. Nicholson will stay in jail because another federal judge denied him bond on Monday on the grounds that he might bolt and might still have information to give the Russians. At that hearing, prosecutors revealed Nicholson has $61,000 stashed in a Swiss bank account. The money has been frozen, and Nicholson is now under investigation by Swiss authorities. As to the length of time before he comes to trial, that was Nicholson's choice. He waived his right to a speedy trial, and now his lawyers have more time to prepare. They may need it. They have to undergo security checks themselves before they'll be allowed to see sensitive documents related to the case. I'm Paul Miller in Washington.